Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grizz rookie Desmond Bane just finished up his rookie year with the Memphis Grizzlies. Let's make him the Giant Interview.
Now, it's the Giant Interview, presented by A-Team Roofing. Online at ateamroofers.com. The A-Team Roofing Giant Interview on 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Desmond Bane, what's happening, man? Appreciate the time.
What's going on? Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so in case people did not hear, Desmond is going to be putting on a shooting camp presented by Hoop City Basketball Club. Two different dates, June 21st through the 24th, July 26th through the 29th. You can register right now online. Get all the information at hoopcitybc.com. Desmond, why was it important for you? You know, this is just your first year in Memphis, but it already kind of feels like you're becoming part of the community. Why was it important for you to put this camp on so soon in your career?
I mean, just like you said, I mean, I want Memphis to know me, and I want to know Memphis, you know. And, you know, I think it's special being able to give back and, you know, teach some of these young kids and give these kids an experience that I wish that I had when I was growing up, you know. So I think it'll be really important. It'll be great, you know, to get more accustomed to everybody in Memphis, you know, with it being a strange year and things like that.
And then in terms of, you know, what people and, you know, parents out there who are listening, you know, what are they going to get out of this? Like, when it's all said and done, two different dates, like, what will they be able to say they took out of Desmond Bane shooting camp?
Well, first and foremost, the kids are going to have a great amount of fun. We're going to make sure that, you know, it's a great environment and the kids can enjoy themselves while also, you know, getting better, you know, learning about the game, being able to learn, you know, from guys who have done it at a really high level and be around guys that really know about the game. So I think that, you know, those are some things they'll take away. You know, I had a camp that was put on when I was a kid, the Dick Baumgartner camp, and it was an annual camp that, you know, I went to a year in, a year out, and I had some of the best experiences of my life at that camp, and I want to be able to, you know, have these kids have the same type of experience and feel the same way.
So if I put my kid in Bane, he's going to come out shooting like you? 43% from three for all season? Is it that easy?
I don't know if it's that easy, but he'll definitely, you know, if he continues to work on some of the things that, you know, we did throughout the camp, he'll have a chance.
How would you sum up your rookie season, Desmond? Getting a chance to be in the playoffs, and not just be in the playoffs, but playing, being a significant contributor. In terms of what you expected and how it went, sum up that rookie season for us.
I mean, going into the season, you know, I didn't have too many expectations. You know, I didn't want to put any expectations on myself. I just wanted to you know, have as much fun as I could with it all, you know, take everything in stride and learn. You know, but I think it went well. You know, I think that it was good. I learned a lot. I grew a lot from the beginning to the end of the season. And, you know, I want to continue to grow. Obviously, we got a young team that, you know, has a chance to do some special things in the future. So, you know, just continue to work and, you know, continue to stay humble and keep developing good habits, and the sky's the limit.
Look, I know the series didn't go the way you wanted, but, you know, and you mentioned it, in already such a weird and difficult year, you know, you guys really did not get the full bore experience of you know, what a playoff run in Memphis might look like. But that game three, that Saturday night with 10,000 plus inside FedEx Forum, just over half capacity, I think you could maybe get a sense of how crazy it gets. What was it like just to sort of be in the building in an atmosphere like that?
I mean, the playoffs are one of a kind. You know, I mean, it's an experience that, you know, a lot of people don't ever get to live. You know, I've never been to a playoff basketball game before as a fan or a player, obviously. You know, I mean, it's stuff that I'm going to remember forever. You know, I was just having a conversation with one of my best friends the other day, and I was telling him, like, I want to have kids soon so they can experience this and know what you know, not just that their dad was a basketball player, and, like, I want them to be able to have these experiences and keep these experiences for a lifetime. You know, it's special. Family coming in, friends coming in, everybody getting to enjoy it. It was great.
Yeah, well, look, if your guy Ja Morant keeps playing the way he's playing, you're going to have certainly a hell of a lot more opportunities to do that. Playing alongside him, you know, and watching him, you know, look, he was great all season long. He was the rookie of the year, should have been undisputed rookie of the year if not for one stupid voter. But he clearly elevated his game in the postseason, going from 19 a game to 30. I mean, you just don't see guys take their games to that level just like with a snap of a finger. So what was it like to see him turn it on and hit that next gear in the postseason?
I mean, it was incredible. You know, we obviously expect those type of things, you know, from a guy like Ja, who consistently puts in the work and puts in the time. You know, so it wasn't really a surprise to us. But, you know, he rose to the occasion. He's a big-time player, big-time athlete, and, you know, will only continue to get better.
Desmond, what's the key to your consistency? Whether we're talking about your shooting clip, man, or just the season you had. Most rooks, Bane, come into the league, and it's up and down. It's up and down all year, and maybe it was for you behind the scenes, but it didn't look like it. You know, when you were called upon, you contributed consistently. What's the key, Desmond, to that consistency?
Hard work. Hard work, focus. Hard work and focus. I mean, Coach Miller, who I had at TCU, really helped me, you know, just – become a professional, you know, professional day in and day out, with your work habits, your sleep habits, and you know, that stuff shows on the court, you know. So continue to, you know, put your habits in place and do the right things on and off the court, and you know, you live with the result.
You know, we hear a lot about Ja's recruitment, you know, because you know, one of the Murray State coaches, you know, wanted a bag of Doritos, and that's how he was found. But your story is not totally different from Ja's. So what was your recruitment like? Because we've had Ryan on the show, and he talked about sort of discovering you in high school. What was your recruitment like?
I mean, it was all over the place. I mean, I thought I was going to be in and up at a Division II school, you know, going into my senior year of high school. You know, that was kind of the schools that were offering me and where my interest was at. And if it wasn't for one of these camps that I went to and, you know, performed well, I probably, you know, would have been on a much different route. And who knows? But, you know, luckily TCU ended up finding me after my senior year of high school. I played AAU after high school. So I'm playing in May and in April. And, you know, they happened to find me. And, you know, I thank God every day for it.
I saw you described as an old soul, Desmond. Would you say that's accurate? And if you're an old soul, like what kind of music are you listening to? Is it like old school music? Are you know what I'm saying? When you're described as old soul, how has that sort of come out in you?
I mean, I would definitely describe myself as an old soul. Like, one of my favorite things to do is just sit in the backyard and, you know what I'm saying, look out, you know. So I don't do too much, you know. Chill. I like to just kick back and chill, relax. I'd say that's probably where that reference comes from.
In terms of sort of your next step, right? Because that is the inevitable question that every player in your position is going to get. Ja's getting it, you know. We have to ask you, in terms of sort of, it's hard to improve on the 3-point percentage. I mean, it just is. I know you're going to try to. It's very difficult to do. So in terms of, you know, solidifying yourself in the NBA and with this team, what does that look like, and what does that need to be?
You know, I think that my next step, you know, to become a better player is, you know, continue to work on my stuff off the dribble and my stuff off the bounce, you know, being able to create shots for myself and, you know, for others. You know, this year I played a key role for our team, but, you know, a lot of spacing, a lot of playing off the ball, you know, and next season I want to be able to, you know, give Ja a break and, you know, when teams are – forcing him to get the ball out of his hands, other guys can, you know, make plays and make the appropriate reads. So I think that's where my next step is at.
We are, of course, talking to Grizz rookie Desmond Bane. Just finished up his rookie year with the Memphis Grizz. He's got a shooting camp coming up presented by Hoop City. Two different dates, June 21st to the 24th, and then July 26th through the 29th. Register right now online. Get all the info you need. HoopCityBC.com. A couple more things, Desmond. One of the stories of the playoffs in the first round was Dylan, and just how, you know, the nation was kind of introduced to him, not just as a scorer, but also as a two-way guy and a guy that was not afraid to get up in you. Is that just who Dylan is? What's it like being around him in practice every day and seeing it come out on the national stage there in the first round?
That's the thing. I mean, DB's been doing it all year. You know, Memphis is a little bit of a smaller market, so people may not be as familiar with us as, you know, they are other teams. But, I mean, Dylan's one of those guys that does it 82 games. You know, we play on a Tuesday, he's going to do it on Tuesday. We play on a Thursday, he's going to do it on Thursday. It's special. You know, his motor and his attention to detail and how he approaches the game is special. He's a key piece to what we got going on.
You know, one of the big questions being asked today after they eviscerated the Bucks last night is can anybody stop the Nets? What do you think, Desmond, when you watch them, they're doing this right now without Harden, does that look like a finals champion?
Yes, it looks like a championship team. I was just saying that last night. Looks just like a championship team.
What was the hardest thing about the Jazz matchup? Like just watching it, obviously, and not playing in the game, it felt like you almost couldn't make a mistake because they always sort of were there to capitalize on. And again, you guys competed and played as hard as you could have, but it felt like they just capitalized on every little mistake that you guys made. What was the hardest part of the Jazz matchup?
You basically hit it on the nail. I mean, you make a mistake and they're going to make you pay, whether it's offensively, defensively. If you don't get off the ball right away when you're supposed to, then, you know, instead of shooting an open three, we're going to be, you know, shooting over top of Rudy Gobert, and that's not, ideal, you know. So it's a great team. You know, they put that team together a while ago and have been, at this thing for a few years now, trying to make that run and kind of take that next step. We'll get there. It's going to take time. It didn't happen overnight for them, and I don't think it'll necessarily happen overnight for us, but we'll definitely, compete for championships in Memphis.
So who's coming out of the West? Sounds like you think it's going to be Nets in the East. Who's going to represent the West?
It's a good question. I like Phoenix. Phoenix been playing well. I think it'll be Phoenix or the Clippers. I don't think Utah gets to the Western Conference Finals.
Hey, last thing, Desmond. My kid's 7. When did you start lifting, bro, so I can get him on that level? I know you were raised by your great-grandparents. Did they have you doing it, 2-3 years old? Am I already too late at 7 that he ain't, benching 100? When did it start for you?
That's funny, man. So I started lifting serious. I never really even lifted seriously. It's just, I got great genetics. I was blessed, with a nice, strong frame. Obviously, I worked on it, but, a lot of it's God-given, and I'm extremely thankful.
Bro, God bless you, brother.
So basically, you don't lift, is what you're telling us.
Yeah, I know I'm blessed, but I'm thankful.
Amen to that, brother.
You can get out to the Desmond Bane shooting camp June 21st through the 24th, and then again July 26th through the 29th. One of the best shooters in the NBA. Why would you not want your young girls and boys? By the way, girls and boys.
Excellent.
Why would you not want your child to be a part of that? D-Bay, man, we appreciate
thank
the time
this,
as
brother.
Always.
Thank you.
He is Desmond Bane, coming off a great rookie year with the Memphis Grizzlies. Again, you can get all the information on that camp at hoopcitybc.com.